You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it is that time of the summer when we are very fortunate to welcome Theater by the Sea to our studios. Amy Turner is back once again. Welcome back, Amy.
Thank you so much, Mike. Glad to be here.
It's nice to have you with us once again. We'll be talking about how to succeed in business without really trying. And this isn't actually a course in how to make money. This is actually a musical, right?
It is. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning musical, in fact, as well as a Tony Award winner.
Wow. Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award winner. And we have one of the stars of the show, Eric Kaiser, is here. Welcome, Eric.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. And we'll find out a little bit about Eric and a little bit about the show and entice you to try to get down to Theater by the Sea for the last of this summer's musicals.
Yeah.
Normally there's a little, in the crowd. But it's been a very, very successful season. One that started off with a bang and a great production of Forever Plaid, which was a musical that's very near and dear to my heart, with the four guys singing. And then Sound of Music, which was absolutely spectacular. Amy, I don't think I had a chance to tell you that I probably enjoyed Sound of Music more than anything you've done so far down there. It was great.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm happy to say that you're not alone in those thoughts. We really got amazing audience reaction to it. And in fact, it did become our second bestseller in our five-year tenure at Theater by the Sea. So there was a great deal of positive reaction from really everyone who saw it. And that's exciting for us, obviously.
It was very exciting. And I might be a little bit prejudiced because Brianne was the person that came in to do the interview.
Yes.
But she was just stellar. It was amazing that she just lit up the theater. That was great.
She does. She has that smile and that voice and just such a joyous personality. And that spirit really came through. And I just thought she was perfect. I'm glad you agree.
Yeah. And then after that was a popular musical, 9 to 5, with the Dolly Parton music. That was great. And now the fourth one is going to be How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, running August 15th to September 2nd, and we'll give you all the details about that. But let's get to Eric and find out, Eric, where are you from? Where do you hail from?
I'm originally from Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C., so the suburbs of D.C.
Mm-hmm. And grew up there and went to school there?
Yep, grew up there, my whole life there, born, raised there, went to high school there. Loved it there. My parents still live there, so I'm still go down and visit quite often. It's wonderful. I love that area down there.
And that's where you get your start in theater in school?
It is. DC actually has a really great theater scene now. All theater, regional dinner theaters down there and everything. So my parents were really great about taking me to theater a lot as a kid. And which is now, I think, why it is, I think, to me, so important to get kids in the theater and to take families on trips to see theater. I think it is very important because it really inspired me and it gave me, something to really look forward to. And so I got bit by the theater bug really, really early and started in school and now here I am.
So basically you would call yourself an actor before a singer or a singer or dancer or what?
I think definitely an actor first, just because I think, even when singing, I think the most important thing is to always tell the story. And I think,
good answer.
Well, I try. I do what I can.
That's a great answer. All right, let's get to a piece of music, and as we normally do, and we'll start off with one that's aptly titled How to Succeed, and this is just the opening of the show, right?
It's pretty self-explanatory. Yep.
How to apply for a job, how to advance from the mailroom, how to sit down at a desk, how to dictate memorandums, how to develop executive style, how to commute in a three-button suit with that weary executive smile. This book is all that I need. How to succeed. With how to avoid petty friends, how to begin making contacts, how to walk into a conference room with an idea, brilliant business idea that will make your expense account surround. This book is all that I need.
Music from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Eric, back to you and talking about the fact that you grew up, went to theater, became a big star now that you're here in Rhode Island at Theater by the Sea, and playing the part of J. Pierpont Finch, right? Or Finch, as they call it?
Yeah, everyone just kind of refers to him as Finch.
Finch. And that was, for people that can relate to the movie that was out, which a lot of people saw, and maybe not so many have seen the musical, that's the Robert Morse character?
Correct.
Good. Yes. I'm glad I got that right. I didn't even check with you off air. I just went for it. Is this something that you've ever played before?
It's not. This is my first time, but it has definitely been a role that I have always really wanted to play because it's a fantastic role. It's a fantastic character. He's, you know, he's super quirky and interesting and never stops, just is always moving, always talking, and so it's just such a challenge, and it's just, I'm having a blast actually working on it, so.
Now, did you get a chance to see any of the Broadway productions?
I did. You know, I actually just saw the revival that was just on Broadway this past year.
With who's starring?
With Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay. That's the one that I remember I've seen on, it was on the Today Show, and I saw the clip, the YouTube clip of Daniel Radcliffe doing the Brotherhood of Man,
yep.
Which I guess we'll listen to a little bit later in the show, towards the end of the show, but probably one of the more famous songs at this point from it. Amy, what caused you to choose this show over something else?
For me, this show is slick and it's brassy. It has great opportunities for huge dance numbers. Of course, a lot of our Theater by the Sea fans really look forward to those. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a show this year with those big dance numbers. 9 to 5 has a lot of staging in it. And then we brought back the choreographer, Chris Saunders, who choreographed Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Full Monty for us. So I really thought that between his choreography, the music, and the stylized nature of it, it really was going to be a very exciting show for our audience. And as you kind of mentioned, although it's had a pretty successful movie and at least 3 incarnations on Broadway that have done very well, it still is a musical that I don't think a lot of people are really, really familiar with. So hopefully we'll bring a fresh spin for those who've seen it, but really open their eyes to this great show for those who aren't familiar with it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. There's, you mentioned the dancing, and to me, when you talk about dancing in Theater by the Sea, for some reason, I always go back to George M. With Joel starring, and that's always been one of my favorites. So I can't wait for this. Let's get to another piece of music, and this one is called Happy to Keep His Dinner Warm. Who is singing this?
Yeah, well, as any good story needs, a little love interest, and there mm-hmm. happens to be a young lady named Rosemary who works for the same company in the secretarial pool, and she has her own idea of what total success might be, and it might include keeping someone's dinner warm.
New Rochelle.
What are you talking about?
New Rochelle. That's the place where the mansion will be.
Oh, please.
For me and the darling bright young man I've picked out for marrying me.
I don't believe this.
He'll do well, I can tell. So it isn't a moment too soon to plan on my life in New Rochelle, the wife of my darling tycoon.
Honey, you'll be in New Rochelle. Your darling tycoon will be here in the office.
Smitty,
the future Mrs. Finch is in for some very lonely nights.
I'm prepared for exactly that sort of thing.
I'll be so happy to keep his dinner warm while he goes onward and upward. Happy to keep his dinner warm till he comes wearily home from downtown. I'll be there waiting until his mind is clear while he looks through me. Right through me, waiting to say good evening, dear. I'm pregnant. What's new with you from downtown? Oh, to be loved by a man I respect, to bask in the glow of his perfectly understandable neglect. Oh, to belong in the aura of his frown, darling, busy frown, such heaven, wearing the wifely uniform while he goes onward and upward. Happy to keep his dinner warm till he comes wearily home from downtown.
Amy, now that we've heard a couple songs from the show, what album is this from? The original cast or which?
This is from the revival that starred Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally.
Oh.
It was in the 90s. 97, I want to say?
Somewhere in the later 90s,
Four,
right?
Maybe? 94?
Mid to late 90s.
Sure. That okay. sounds like a great answer.
That sounds like a great answer. And if we've enticed some people with the music so far in the conversation to come out and see this, which would be a good thing to do, they can get tickets by doing what?
Well, I always like to send people to the website, theaterbythesea.com, or of course they can call our box office, which is 401-782-TKTS, which translates to 8587.
No.
Or take a trip down to Matunic and stop by in person.
And walk right up and buy a ticket there. That's the way to do it. Now, this is going to have a preview on Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday. And Thursday, actually, both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the actual opening night is Friday night.
Yeah.
Which I'll be there and can't wait for that. That's going to be fun. It's always interesting because Theater by the Sea, for those of you that the three of you that are left in the listening audience that have not been to Theater by the Sea, you should get out and get there because it's such a wonderful environment. It's a wonderful place to meet people that you perhaps haven't seen for a while. It's kind of it's not a little community, it's a pretty large community when you consider all the performances and the thousands of people that have been there, it's nice to see friendly faces, and you get it's just an environment that's great with the grounds, the beautiful grounds, the bistro that's right there. So there's lots of reasons to go to this, as well as to see Eric playing this role, because that's going to be great too. We're going to get one more piece of music in before we take our first break, and this one is called Coffee Break, so probably a good segue into our first commercial break. Anything we want to say about this?
This is one of those dance numbers, and I think everyone can relate to the need for a little caffeine.
A little caffeine. Well, we'll take a little caffeine during the commercial break right after this song.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee!
If I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can't take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
But only one chemical substance gets out the lead.
Like she said, if I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break, if I can't take my coffee break,
we are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, having a wonderful evening talking with Amy Turner from Theater by the Sea, as usual, having a wonderful time, and a pleasure to meet Eric Kaiser is here, and he's playing the role of Finch. And Eric, during the commercial break, we were talking a little bit about the fact that you have a lot of costuming in this show, right?
I do. You know, as he's climbing this corporate ladder, he's going further and further up, and as he's going further and further up, so do his costumes, and his costumes get nicer and nicer throughout the show. So I literally have, I think, like 4 or 5, maybe 3-piece suits that I'm changing throughout the show. And again, like I was saying, like Finch does not stop. He does not stop talking. He's always moving and running around. So it's interesting to be moving and running around and talking while changing clothes.
I'm sure it is. And now this time-wise takes place at what era? Is this the 1960s?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. So the suit's not only a three-piece suit, but it kind of, you know, resembling that time period. Mm-hmm. So you probably started off with a Woolworth suit and worked your way up to a Brooks Brothers, right?
Well, that's exactly right.
Or maybe a Sears or a JCPenney, whatever the was in the day. But Amy, I do want to have an opportunity tonight to talk to you about very exciting news that's happening in Warwick with Ocean State Theater Company. And maybe we can just go to that for a moment right now. For those of you that don't know, Theater by the Sea is actually, let me put it in layman's terms, or my terms anyway, is the name of the property in Matunuck, but the Ocean State Theater Company is who produces the shows that everybody sees, right?
That's correct. Ocean State Theater Company is actually a not-for-profit organization. We were part of the reopening in 2007 when the property was sold. We've been really thrilled to have our tenure there. It is the first time it's been run as a not-for-profit, and we tried to take advantage of that and really move forward the quality of the productions up on the stage.
Okay, so now the big exciting news is that people that wait all year long for summer to come along so they can go to Theater by the Sea or Ocean State Theater, now we'll have that opportunity during the winter time because starting in December, your new facility is going to be open on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, right?
Yeah.
You say that with great confidence.
I do. Well, yes, I am still confident that it's all going to happen. Everybody who's smarter than I am about construction and whatnot tells me this is a no-brainer, actually. Okay. It's thrilling on so many levels. Of course, Theater by the Sea, the property, is a very limited piece of property. There's no heat, there's no air conditioning, there's deed restrictions. It's in a rural setting, obviously. If you do know about the theater, combined with its charm and its intoxicating presence are certain limitations.
Sure.
So we've been looking for about 3 years to provide our organization with year-round office space, with expanding our educational programming to coincide with the school year. And also in response to folks that do like what they've seen us put on the stage at Theater by the Sea, and they've said, why can't we see that year-round? So we really, along with the board of directors, made a strategic plan, really put our mission in full force about 3 years ago, trying to find a property. And lo and behold, we found this building that we feel will be an amazing opportunity to repurpose an old garage and office building and turn it into a 400-seat, state-of-the-art theater.
You're right. Now, when you say an old garage, it's not really, it's not like the old barn. It's not that kind of thing. You won't know when you get there, once this is open, that this wasn't always built for Theater by the Sea. I mean, it's a relatively new construction compared to theater to the barn.
That's right. Of course, the Theater by the Sea building was, as you said, a barn. It was built in the 1850s to the best that we can do our proper research. It was turned into a theater in the 1930s. But when you look around, you do feel like you're in a barn.
Sure.
There's a lot of the original architecture. It really hasn't had any major renovation since the 1939 hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So we did take that inspiration and although we are designing this new space, so you do walk in and it will have that essence of its original intention. You know, you'll see the garage ceiling and we're trying to keep the ceiling height where it is. We're not changing the exterior other than cosmetically because we really do think that that's another artistic expression of sort of taking this facility that wasn't originally intended for that purpose and mm-hmm. creatively repurposing it. So hopefully they'll feel like they're in a comfortable theater, much like Theater by the Sea, but they'll be aware that this is a repurposed industrial right. space.
A repurposed. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that little line there. That's great. Let's get to another piece of music real quick. This is from How to Succeed in Business that we've been talking about. And this is the company way. Anything we need to say about that, Eric?
Finch has just gotten his first job at Worldwide Wickets, and he's in the mailroom. And
could you say that again, please?
Worldwide Wickets.
Worldwide Wickets.
Yeah, and he's working down in the mailroom, and the head of the mailroom is explaining to him his idea of how to get ahead in this business and how to stick around.
Mr. Twimble?
Yes?
You've been with this company a long time, haven't you?
Long, long time. Last month, I became a quarter of a century man.
Oh, that's beautiful. Gee, a quarter of a century.
A quarter of a century.
How long have you been in the mailroom?
25 years.
When I joined this firm as a brash young man, well, I said to myself, now, brash young man, don't get any ideas. Well, I stuck to that, and I haven't had one in years.
You play it safe.
I play it the company way. Wherever the company puts me, there I'll stay.
But what is your point of
view? I have no point of view.
Supposing the company thinks...
I think so, too.
Well, what would you say?
I wouldn't say.
Your face is a company face.
It smiles at executives, then goes back in place.
The company furniture.
Oh, it suits me fine.
The company letterhead is so Valentine. Is there anything you're against?
Unemployment.
When they want brilliant thinking from employees,
that is no concern of mine.
Suppose a man of genius makes suggestions.
What's the genius get suggested to resign?
So you play it the company way.
All company policy is by me okay.
You'll never rise up to the top.
But there's one thing clear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be here.
Well, you certainly found a home.
It's cozy.
Your brain is a company brain.
The company washed it and now I can't complain.
The company magazine.
Boy, what style, what punch.
The company restaurant.
Every day, same lunch. Their haddock sandwich, it's delicious.
I must try it.
Early in the week.
Do you have any hobbies?
I've a hobby. I play gin with Mr. Brett.
And do you play it nicely?
Play it nicely.
Still, he blitzes me in every game like that.
Why?
'Cause I play it the company way. Executive policy is by me okay.
How can you get anywhere?
Junior, have no fear. Whoever the company fires, I will still be
you
here.
You will still be
here. Year after year after fiscal, never take a risk, oh yeah.
Eric, this next song is called A Secretary Is Not a Toy. That's kind of obvious. Tell us about that one. Or maybe it wasn't in the 1960s.
Sure. You know, this is a great song. Very funny. These men who are working this business, they're surrounded by these beautiful secretaries all day, every day. And this is the personnel manager is just instructing and reminding the gentlemen who work there that they need to treat the secretaries like ladies.
Like ladies. And would you say, is this a little bit dated? Is this a throwback to the way it might have been then and maybe isn't so much anymore?
I guess a little bit, you know, especially like if you've ever like seen like a Mad Men or something like
right,
that.
It's right.
You understand what that world was like back then. And what
Eric, that was my world. Here we go.
Gentlemen!
Gentlemen.
A secretary is not a toy. No, my boy, not a toy. To fondle and dandle and playfully handle in search of some puerile joy. No! A secretary is not, definitely not, a toy.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Brat.
We wouldn't have it any other way, Mr. Brat.
It's a company rule, Mr. Brat.
A secretary is not a toy. No, my boy, not a toy.
So do not go jumping for joy, boy. A secretary is not.
A secretary is not. A secretary is not.
A toy. She's a highly specialized key component of operational unity. A fine and sensitive mechanism to serve the office community. With a mother at home, she supports. And you'll find nothing like her at FAO Schwartz.
A secretary is not a thing wound by key, pulled by string.
Her pad is to write in and not spend the night in. To Charlie McCoy, boy, we fired him like a shot the day the fella forgot.
A secretary is not a toy.
N N N N
N N N N
N O N O
N O N O
N O T O Y
N O T O Y
N O T O
Y
jumps over the lazy dog. Ha! The secretary you got is definitely not employed to do a gavotte.
Woo! Or you know what?
Before you jump for joy, remember this, my boy. A secretary is not a tinker toy.
Amy, the composer of this show is the same as some other popular shows, right, on Broadway?
Yeah, Frank Lesser is also responsible for Guys and Dolls. And I think that as your listeners are listening to this music and hearing us talking, if they're not familiar, there is sort of that heightened sense. It's almost a fabulistic telling of this mm-hmm. little portion of truth, just like Guys and Dolls was sort of that fabulistic telling of New York City and gangsters and showgirls. So it really does
succeed. Stereotypical almost,
Exactly. Right. No, it's very stereotypically. It's very heightened in that sense. Mm. But I think that somehow he's able to succeed in making that joyful and so humorous. I'm telling you, there is not a character in this piece that isn't funny. And so we laugh with them. We laugh at them. It's just a funny show. It'll tickle your funny bone.
I can't wait to be tickled. All right, we're going to go to one song, or at least a portion of, before we take our next break. This is called Been a Long Day. We'll listen to a portion of that, and then we'll be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
Well, here it is, 5 p.m., the finish of a long day's work. There they are, both of them, the secretary and the clerk. Not very well acquainted, not very much to say, but I can hear those two little minds ticking away. Now she's thinking,
I wonder if we take the same bus.
There could be quite a thing between us.
Now she's thinking,
he really is a dear.
And he's thinking,
but what of my career?
Then she says, and he says,
well, it's been a long day.
Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day.
I wish that he were more of a flirt.
And he's thinking,
I guess a little flirting won't hurt.
Now she's he's thinking,
for dinner we could meet.
And he's thinking,
we both have gotta eat.
Then she says, and he says,
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a long day.
Well, it's been a long, been a long, been a long, been a long day.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from Ocean State Theater Company, Theater by the Sea, and Eric Kaiser, who is the star of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, opening this week at Theater by the Sea. Although this is the end of the musical season, there's still another production after this one, right?
Yes, we are doing a fifth show, much like we did last year, and it'll be a non-musical, a very funny play called God of Carnage. It is a Tony Award-winning comedy about manners, but without any manners.
About manners without any manners. All right. I think that's this is a little bit more of an adult theme, shall we say?
It is. It's actually about two sets of New York City, Brooklyn parents. Their sons have gotten into a fight on the playground, and they come together to civilly discuss the best way to handle this. And I guess you could say perhaps they end up behaving more childish than their children.
I love watching Amy searching for words of how she can carefully phrase something. That was great. Too bad we're not on camera. But I guess it's easy enough to say The Sound of Music was for the entire family, and there were lots of families there.
Yes.
9 to 5 was not so much so.
A little more adult.
And How to Succeed in Business is...
Bring anybody. Everybody.
So this is the one you want to bring all the kids to, the grandchildren, everybody. Have a great time. And Eric, this next song is your big song, right? I Believe in You?
Yes, this is right before Finch is going in to make a big advertising campaign presentation, and he's getting ready in the washroom and is looking at himself in the mirror and telling him that he can do anything.
Now, Amy, this is a little inside story. This is not for Eric. This is just between me and you. No one is actually going to hear this.
Okay.
Is this the same washroom as Full Monty?
No.
Oh, it's a whole new washroom. All right.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Gotta stop that man. I gotta stop that man. Cold, or he'll stop me. Big deal, big rocket, thinks he has the world in his pocket. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man, that man.
Now there you are, yes, there's that face that somehow I trust. It may embarrass you to hear me say it, but say it I must, say it I must. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I hear the sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's the bold, brave spring of a tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe in you. My fellow man, all but falls apart. I've but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart. I take
heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Gotta stop that man. Gotta stop that man. Or he'll stop me. Big wheel, big fever. Boiling hot with front of this fever. Gotta stop, gotta stop, gotta stop that man.
I believe in you.
Don't let him be such a hero.
I believe in
stop
you.
Gotta stop him, stop
you.
Well, Amy, I want to be consistent. I think at the end of each show that I do with you, I always say time flies when you're having fun. I think we've said that every time because we don't seem to always get in everything we wanted to. But the important thing is that this show is going to be directed by Lenny Watts, a local favorite, a longtime friend of mine, and a friend of a lot of people at Theater by the Sea. So Lenny is down there directing, so that's a great thing. And Lenny will also be in your opening performance down in Warwick when that opens up in December, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're doing our soft opening with Something Naughty and Nice for the Holidays, a lovely little show called Winter Wonderettes. That's the nice part. And Lenny will be starring in a one-man show called Santaland Diaries, which is a little bit naughty for the holidays.
Okay, all right. Well, that'll be great to see Lenny in that. And if people want information about the Warwick facility, they go to a different website, Ocean State Theater, correct?
.org. Yep, exactly.
OceanStateTheater.org. And if you'd like to get tickets for How to Succeed in Business or for God of Carnage, you can do that by going to TheaterByTheSea.com, or they can call the phone number, right?
Yep, 782-TKTS, 782-8587.
And as usual, you can walk right up to the box office window while you're down in Muntunic. Eric, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a great pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
It's going to be wonderful to see you in this role. I can't wait. Just a few more days, and we'll be able to see you on stage. Good, best of luck to you. Amy, we want to go out with anything special to the audience, or just tell them about this is the big song, right?
This is the big song. This is the 11 o'clock number, as they call it, the showstopper.
All right. A lot of you have perhaps seen this, as I have, on TV clips. With well, Daniel Radcliffe was on the Today Show doing this, a big dance number called Brotherhood of Man. So make sure you get out, see this show. Tickets are going fast. The last musical production of the season. So get down there for this one. See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversations.
You see, even though we're all part of the cold corporate setup, deep down underneath our skins, there is flesh and blood. We're brothers.
Some of us are uncles.
Now you may join the Elks, my friend, and I may join the Shriners. And other men may carry cards as members of the Diners. Still others wear a golden key or small Greek letter pin. But I have learned there's one great club that all of us are in. There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds. One brotherhood of man. Your lifelong membership is free. Keep giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you?
proud to be in that fraternity, that great big brotherhood of men. So, Ollie, I want you to remember that before you consider firing Mr. Bigley.
Who's considering that?
You see, Wally, I know what's on your mind. You'd like to clear out the whole crowd of them from top to bottom. That's the obvious choice. Stop and think. One man may seem incompetent, another not make sense, while others look like quite a waste of company expense. They need a brother's leadership, so please don't do them in. Remember, mediocrity is not a mortal sin. There,
we're
in
the
brotherhood of man, dedicated to giving all we can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity?
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.